A few years ago, when I was still in the corporate world, I was looking for another job. At that point, I was disgruntled and frustrated with my current job, and it was time for me to move on, or so I thought. So I had my resume posted on various job sites, Monster and Indeed.com and tons more. Well, maybe not tons, but quite a few more. LinkedIn, I had a headhunter, I had friends looking out for me as well. And of course, doing my own homework with the company that I was working for at the time, looking for jobs on the internal job board. And then one day, seemingly out of the blue, I got a call from a company. I hadn't applied to this company, didn't even know they existed, but they found me and they wanted to sit down and talk to me. They wanted to interview me. The company was in Pittsburgh, so I'd have to make some time to get over to Pittsburgh for an interview. No problem. And after I took the call, and I can remember where I was this day, I was at work. Yes, I was at work. I took a quick break, stepped away into a small conference room and took the call from the HR representative. And after I got off the phone, I went from 0 to 100. Not so much in terms of excitement, but in terms of, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to sell my house. What about Bruiser? That's my dog, for those who don't know. Clearly, he's coming with me, but he's used to having a backyard. What if I don't buy a house? What if I buy an apartment? Where are we going to live? What kind of school district am I going to live in? Am I going to get a new car? What's this? What's that? Where are the restaurants? Where are the grocery stores? You know, where am I going to get my haircut? All the things that didn't matter at that point. None of that stuff mattered at that point, and I was starting to stress myself out ever so briefly and ever so gently right at that moment. And for what? For things that I knew nothing about, all about the unknown. And very quietly, very gently, very softly, very plainly, the Lord said to me, take the next step, one step at a time. Let me say that again to you. Take the next step, one step at a time. You don't have to go from 0 to 100 like I did that day a few years back. You don't have to go from crawling to sprinting. All you need to do is take the next step, one step at a time. My pastor often says it this way, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. That's the way life is meant to be lived. Left foot, right foot, one step at a time. So the next time you're faced with a situation and you're wondering what to do and how you're going to get from here to there, pause. Take a minute and realize that all you can do, the best you can do, is take the next step, one step at a time. And besides, it's the most important step of your life.